Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences of our sin. We don't know what the consequences are of those sins. He tells us certain things that we should not do. And I have read that Bible to you, the 10th commandments to you, but that is not all of everything that we should be aware of that we should not do. I want you, sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, to turn your Bibles to Revelation, the book of Revelation. And I think that sometimes it is a guidebook or history book or that tells us how to live our lives. And although I heard on talk radio one day last week that this man wanted to write up an alternative Bible. And to me, I don't know what his name was, or if I knew his name, if I heard it again, that same story again, I would be sure to scribble it down on paper and tell you who said it and where. But I want you to turn to Revelation chapter 1. I was listening to a program, I think it was Wednesday morning this week, and this person called in and asked about, well, she had written in to this minister who was reading the portion of his program where he answers questions. And that person wanted to know from the Lord, I hope you're listening to me today. You'll find it in Revelation chapter 1. I'm going to read Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 first, and then I'm going to skip to Revelation 1, verse 13, and read on from 13 to verse 20. And hopefully it will answer your questions, because you wanted to know where was it that this person had hair like wool. And the preacher sort of, he answered it like it wasn't important. He sort of shied away from it. And he wanted to know where his feet were, bronze like brass or brown. And I'm going to tell you, if you listen up to me and if I can see it really well, I'm going to read it to you. I am in Revelation. That's the New Testament, I-O-N, verse 1. And then go down to chapter 1, verse 3. I'm going to read that. I think that you all should read this in your hearing so that you will get your Bibles. And since you're interested, you'll read the entire book of Revelation. As I have read it to you once before, or maybe twice before. After all, I have finished up my, I think it was my 9th year, and I didn't expect to be on for 3 months, but I am going into, I think it's my 8th year here, and maybe my 9th year will be August the 11th, where I started at another TV station. Nonetheless, turn your books to the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3, and I will start reading from there. After I finish reading verse 3, I am going to skip down to verse 13 and continue on until I read the end of Revelation, chapter 1. Verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that heareth the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You understand that? Do you not understand? Well, I'm going to Revelation chapter 1. Verses 13 through 20, if God, our Father in heaven, gives me the sight. Verse 13, and in the midst of the 7 candlesticks are a one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment bound to his foot and a golden girdle. Now, when I saw my father, my brother Jesus, well, I call him my father, but when I saw him in my dream, he had on a brown, like golden, one of those garments to his feet. And he had a golden belt, and they call it a girdle here, but it was a golden belt. Verse 14, his head and his hairs were white like wool. That's what you were asking about. Now I'm telling you, it's in chapter 1 of Revelation, verse 14. His hair was like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of a fire. And you ask about his feet. Verse 15 tells you the answer. His feet like, and his feet like unto fine brass, and fine brass is the color of like a light shining brown. And if they burn in the fire furnace, let me read verse 15 again, the first sentence of verse 15 again. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and the countenance, and you know, countenance is facial expression. you're so smart, you know that, was as the sun shining in his strength. Verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he said, and he laid his hand, his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. Did that thank you for coming up, Jesus, for rising up out of the grave and have the keys of hell and death. He has two kinds of keys. Excuse me, I'm belching. He has risen from the dead, and he's alive again. When he came up, he says he has the keys of hell and of death. So, my brother Jesus, and I sometimes make a mistake and call him my father, but this is to describe it, Jesus. And he does not have straight hair. Somebody has been lying to us. I hope you all read that and find out for yourself. And listen, I don't want you to burn yourself up like this guy out in Texas, out in Grand Saline, Texas. TBS showed a man on fire. That was the name of the program, Man on Fire. And this white minister, I guess, he had read this Bible, and he understands that the Hebrews, and this book is about the Hebrews too, the black nation, our nation, my nation. I love to think, because sometimes I may dream something and I may not tell you, but sometimes I will. I talk too much, and I know that I'm not to gossip, because I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. I've caught enough hell down here living with white folks. Yeah, I said it. And it's the truth. If it's not one thing, it's another. Always something. And not only do I have to deal with them, I have to deal with my own people. Verse 19. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Get that, sheep? Yeah, you got that. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. I have read to you from Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Then I drop down to verse 13 through 20. May my Father in heaven give you understanding at the reading of his word. And I am going to tell you something personal, where my Father tells you about the seven churches. I had not heard that before until I had this dream that told me to feed his sheep in that dream. And I tell that dream the first time I came on Blog Talk Radio. And that was like maybe 8 years to you all, going into my ninth year this year at the end of October, August the 11th, I will be in my ninth year, because I started at another church, at another radio station, radio TV station, giving me the opportunity to tell my dream of what God told me to do. He told me to feed his sheep. And I heard it, boy. I told him I can't do that because I'm scared. I shake it speaking to people. And I do. I say. Anyway, the church, it was, I'm supposed to finish up telling you about that man on fire I saw in Saline, Grand Saline, Texas. I don't want you sheep or even you unbelievers as he was. He had tried to preach to his congregation and telling them the right things, what's in the Bible. But see, he said that he had been lied to all his life to hate black people. And my parents, my mother, did not raise me up telling me to hate anyone. She did not tell me that. I would wonder why she didn't tell me some things that I found out. Well, why didn't you tell me? She just didn't. But I found out otherwise when I got grown. Now, this person, he burned himself up. He got a pillar and poured gasoline, some of the gasoline that was in a can on the pillow, and then he poured it on himself, and he set himself on fire. So you white people, I'm telling you all the truth. When I tell you the truth, I'm not lying to you, and you are not to set yourself on fire. My father is going to do that when he comes again, and those who don't believe will have a ticket to where Satan is going. And Satan knows that he will be going to the lake of fire, and he wants to carry as many people with him as he possibly can. Let me see. I know that was written in look up Isaiah. That's spelled Isaiah 5, verse 14. Therefore, he has enlarged hell for himself and opened up her mouth. Hell is a herd, a mouth without measure, and her glory, and their multitude, and her, and their pomp, and he that receive it. You know what? That's where you'll find hell. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Please write that down. Now, I was about to tell you some of my dream. In my dream, babies were going on, being piled up on a big mountain. Zoop, zoop. He was on a machine. The babies were coming off a machine. Some of them were alive and some were dead. Zoop, zoop, zoop. And it was a big old hill. When Jesus said to me, feed my sheep, I knew that I couldn't do it. I felt that I couldn't do it. So I started climbing up the other side of that mountain of babies. And I had my child with me, and I fell back down. And what happened was, when I fell back down, I heard when I was going up that big mountain of babies, I heard one say, I told you she was a Laodicean. And so the seven churches, one of the seven churches is Laodicean. And I said all of that to tell you that I found out that Laodicea is in chapter 3. I'll read chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation, and you'll find that of Laodicea is in, I think it's in chapter 3. I think it's in chapter 3. I need to mark it down and tell you all later. But I want you all to go to turn your books to Numbers, and I will read to you chapter 3 of Numbers. because I have read to you all the way up to chapter 3, and I want you to know what is in it. Now, I need to say what I normally say. I normally tell you, have a prayer, and then tell you all who I am. And I'm going to do that right now. In heaven, our Father of the Hebrews, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please have mercy on those people who are in the hospital, who are diseased and sick, and want to get better. Help them, Father, as well as those who are without shelter and are homeless. Please give them someplace warm to spend the night and to come in out of the cold and be safe and happy in those places that you give him. Provide those people with a safe place to sleep, a sweet, sound mind, as you have given me and the sheep, good health, as you have given me, and Satan constantly tries to take it away. But you said, when I got sick, you brought me back. You sent me back, Jesus. Do you remember? You asked, what was I doing there? And all of a sudden, I woke up off my flow. I should not have been there. I should tell you who I am. Thank you, Father, for prosperity, giving us money that we don't have, and we want lots of it. Lots of it. You have riches and glory. Send it down to us. You know what Proverbs 13 and verse 22 says? You give the wealth of the sinners. It's laid up for us just. I feel that I am just. Although other people, some people don't. Some people say they might wish me to go to hell, but I do what you told me to do, and I'm trying not to go there. I want to go to heaven. Father, please continue to keep natural disasters away from Detroit as well as chemical disasters. There's a little snow on the ground right now, but thank you, there's a little snow. It could have been worse, like it was out in the western part of the United States of America, as well as the eastern part of the United States of America. Father, I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, or better known as Jesus. I want to tell the people who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everyone. You know that Sabbath starts in the evening and ends on Saturday evening. You know that, sheep. I know you know that. Thank you for listening to me. You could have been elsewhere doing other things, but you chose to listen to me. And hopefully, I will bring you to you good news in Numbers chapter 3. It is to tell you that the sons of Aaron were anointed as priests, and they consecrated to minister to him, to our Father. I think it was. I don't remember. Half the times I don't remember. God, thank you for giving my sight back to me. I'm able to read, to see these words in the book this afternoon. Earlier, about a week and a half, I was not seeing right, and you helped me. Thank you, Father. I give all the glory to you. You, Jesus. You, Yeshua, you brought my sight back, and I'm thanking you. I should not be thanking you. I should be telling you reading your words to the people so that they will know what you said in chapter 3 of Numbers. Nonetheless, I will ask all you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. Your three P's are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down something that I state. Just like I read to you earlier, I was in Revelation, and that's in the New Testament, Revelation, in chapter 2 and 3 in Revelation. I want you to read so that you will know who the seven candlesticks are, as well as who the seven churches are. And I don't need to get back on my dream, but when I was climbing up the mountain, a hill of babies, because I had asked God to stop that. Well, Jesus to stop that. Yeshua to stop it. And he said, feed my sheep. He was like, he was not telling me to do it. It was like, will you do it? It was like, feed my sheep. And once I fed his sheep, you all should go to my sheep show on Blog Talk Radio and pull up my first lesson, and I will tell you all what he said to me, what I remember him saying to me in that particular dream. Nonetheless, I say that prayer in Jesus or Yeshua's name. And I hope that he will bless me with prosperity today. Let's see. Numbers chapter 3. Let's start reading there. And one of the reasons why I want you sheep to have your Bibles ready to read along with me, because I don't know how to pronounce many of these names that I will run into. And whatever those names are, you'll know how to pronounce them. And keep on going for yourself. It says in Numbers chapter 3, these are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire to the Holy Spirit. They should not have done that. They should have offered the fire that Jesus, our Lord, was telling them. Strange fire before the... Excuse me, I got to say, see. Offer strange fires to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered priest's office in the sight of Aaron, their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron, the priest, and they might minister unto him. That they might minister unto him, and they shall keep his charge, that keep in charge, they were to take care of, they were to, well, let's read, let me read verse 7, and they shall keep his charge, and that's to take care of, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation to do the service of the tabernacle. Verse 8, and they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. They to do the service in the church. And verse 9, and they shall give the Levites unto Aaron, to his sons, and are holy. That is, holy means to, I thought I had written. Who? Who are you? Oh, Jesus. Nonetheless, let me see. I was at verse 9, I think. And thou shalt give. I don't know why that came up on my phone. I really don't. I am going to get a new phone at the end of this month. I'm giving this back to them. If they don't take it, I will buy myself another phone that does not do the things that this phone does. It's too expensive. It's above my learning. I don't want to do that. I have 11 minutes left. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and his sons, and they shall wholly, that means totally, given unto him, unto the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest office, and the stranger that cometh near shall be put to death. So I'm telling you, just like that young man, that young white man went into the church and killed those people in Virginia last year, you all ministers should keep people church door, and if they don't belong there, don't let them in, or you shall take them out and put them unto death. Verse 11, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that opened the matrix, and the matrix is a womb. Firstborn of the land, into the land of Egypt. Let me read that verse 13 again. Because all the firstborns are mine, for on the day that I smote all the firstborns in the land of Egypt, I hold unto me all the firstborn of Israel, both men and beasts. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. For the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi after the house of their fathers by their families, every male from a month old unto upward shall thou number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he had commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their name, Gershom and Kohath and Merariah. And these are the names of the sons of Gershom by their families, Libni, Shimei, and the sons of Kohath by their families, Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uzziel, and the sons of Merariah by their families, Meha and Mushi. These are the families of Levi according to the house of their fathers. Gershom was the family of Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. See, these are the families of Gershomites. These that were numbered of them according to the number of males from a month old and upwards, even those that were numbered, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. Excuse me, I had to belt sheep. The families of the Gershites shall pitch, and pitch means to set up behind the tabernacle westwards. So they were to set up their tents behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph, Asaph, and his son Labiel. And these are, and these charges of the sons of Gershon, and in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hangings for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court. The hangings are like curtains, and the curtains for the door tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and the cords of it for all the service thereof. And Kohath was the family of the Ammonites, and the family of the Ishihites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uronites. These are the families of the Kohathite. And the name and the number of all the males from 1 month old and upwards were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. These families of the sons of Kohath shall pitch again means to set up on the south side, on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan, and Elizaphan the son of Uro. It's spelled U-Z-Z. I-E-L. And the chief of their charge shall be the ark. They were to take care of the ark and the table of candlesticks and the altar and the vessel of the sanctuary wherewith they ministered, and the hanging and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and shall have oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Uriah was the family of Mushite. And, excuse me, let me read that verse 33 again. And of Merara was the family of the Mushites, and the family of the the Meshites and the Mushites and are the family of Maria. These and those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males from a month old and upwards, these 6,000 were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuro, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the south the tabernacle northward, and under the custody and charge of the son of Miriah shall be the board of tabernacle and the bars thereof and the pillars thereof and the sockets thereof and all the vessels thereof and all that serveth thereto. And I am going to stop right here at verse number 37. Let me circle it and let us have a quick word of prayer to our Father. Father in heaven, Father, thank you for all the protection you give us day in and day out, even while we are asleep, for your protection from the evil one that is brought to us by Satan or the devil or his hand. Thank you for keeping us, Father, keeping us safe from Satan and his hands, the devil. In Yeshua's name, also better known as Jesus, as in James chapter 5, and I believe that's in James 1, chapter 5, verses 4 and 15. If it is your will, Father, I shall come back next time, and that will be Tuesday, and I will pick up in verse 3 as well. As you saints, I want you to read the rest of verse 3, starting at number 37, and read all of verse number 4 of Numbers. I thank you all. Listen, go to eBay and pick up my books, The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant by Sandra Harris. Thank you all for listening. You could have been elsewhere doing other things. I don't know, my son should have come on. It's just not coming on. Thank God. I would ask you to pick up it. I believe it's at Google Play.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Isn't that right?
And I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He loves
and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad. The Jesus, oh, is love. He won't let you down.